Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Brenna Smith, and I have a super fun, super special episode for you today, featuring our digital media specialist, Kate Sopcich, who I refer to as our resident wizard on staff, and her mom, Colleen Martin. So Kate, do you want to get us started by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about you and your mom?
Yeah, so I'm Kate Sopcich, and like you said, I'm the digital media specialist for Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. So all those Facebook posts that you see all the time or Instagram stories, that's me. Or pictures on our source covers or on our camp guide. And I've been a lifelong Girl Scout since I was a daisy when I started in kindergarten. So I went through all 12 years of Girl Scouts, and now I'm a lifetime member, and I don't foresee that changing. So green blood for life for sure. And then my mom, Colleen Martin, is my leader. And she was my leader for all 12 years and my sister's troop for all 12 years too. You want to introduce yourself too, Mom?
Okay. Yes, I am mom to many girls. I started out in Bluebirds, Campfire Girls. And then for some reason, it got changed to Brownies. And so I did Brownies when I was a child and then went to Juniors. And when I finished fifth grade, my mom says, I'm not doing it anymore. She says, I'm tired of all the girls talking about kissing boys. So therefore, I didn't get to continue. And it was a disappointing journey because I did want to continue. But I don't know if it wasn't as popular in the area that I was in or what. But anyways, so then when I grew up and I found out I was having my first girl, I'm like, yes, I can be a Girl Scout leader. I mean, you know, here I'm thinking that at birth, you know, not even asking the child that she wanted to do that or not, you know. So I was knocking at their doors before school even started saying, can I please be the Girl Scout leader for the kindergarten class? And they're like, what are you, crazy? You know, so I started out with Allison. And then 4 years later, I said, sure, I could do two troops. And my troops were not little. They were about the size of 22 to 25 girls. And so that kept me very busy with both of them on top of my work schedule. But I wouldn't have traded it for anything with all that I got to do. And I got to be a mom to more than just my girls. And some of those girls really needed that. They really needed a mentor to help them and guide them to become really good people in this world and to make a change in the world.
So what, I know you were a Girl Scout for a few years growing up, and then all those years later, you have girls of your own, and you knew, like you said, at birth, like they're gonna be Girl Scouts, where this is for us, you know. What made you feel that way? What made you want, you know, for your girls to be Girl Scouts so badly?
Oh boy, do I want to tell this story? Girl Scouting was wonderful with my mother as the leader. And so I did it for 4 years. I didn't have a great experience at Girl Scout camp. I won't go into it, but it just wasn't the best of experience. And I said, I want to change that. I want to make a difference so that these girls know that this program is really a good program. And that's really why I wanted to do it. And plus, I just think the whole entire program just helps develop these girls so much into so many different things. And it's even changed even more since my girls were little, with more science and math, although I always included that because science and math happened to be one of my favorite things. And so even if the badge didn't require it, they got some kind of science and math in it. So But that's really why I wanted to be a Girl Scout leader, was because of my experience, and wanted to change my experience into something good.
That's wonderful. So tell us a little bit, Kate, what was it like when your Girl Scout journey officially kind of started, or maybe unofficially, because I can only assume you were perhaps a tag along for your sister's troop.
Yes. Tell us about that.
She actually never got to go to the troop meetings. That was one of my rules.
I did get to go camping. And I do remember going to Camp Marywood with my sister's troop a couple times.
Once she was a kindergartner, she got
to. Yeah, when I was little, I was a tag along.
When she was a baby, she didn't get to tag along because that was her sister's time, and I didn't want to take that away from her sister. Go ahead, Caitlin, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so when I was little, I do remember tagging along to my sister's troop events. Like, they did the clown around event, and I was Bugaboo was my clown name. And I remember walking in the parade with my sister's troop for various events and going out to camp with her. And, you know, I made friends with all of her friends. So, you know, it was really exciting when I got to become a Girl Scout finally. And I was like, oh, it's finally my turn. I get to hang out with all my friends and do all these cool activities and get ready for camp. And yeah, I think that having my sister also be in it at the same time, like, it was nice that was something we could bond over together too, over our experiences. And she would hang out with my troop all the time too, and be like the older sister mentor for my troop, and all of our bridging ceremonies. Like, it was easy because they were already ahead of us, so they could, you know, take us across the bridge and put on our uniforms for us and teach us about what the next levels would be in Girl Scouts. And that was really cool just to have that experience with her too.
And what was it like specifically having your mom as your troop leader once your troop got started? You know, what was that like?
At times embarrassing, of course, because like all moms are, sometimes can be embarrassing, but I love sharing my mom with everybody. And you know me, in my heart, I just love sharing her with other people, and the fact that so many other girls, she's touched their lives. And it's really cool to see how many people care about her now today, still 12 years later. And, you know, it was a great experience just to, you know, have those girls have somebody they could rely on as a role model, and somebody that, you know, could be there for them if they had something that they needed to talk to about it. And I had no problem, you know, sharing, of course, but she was always really kind to everybody and was really welcoming to pretty much anyone who wanted to join our troop. There was no reason not to say yes for any girl that wanted to join our troop. We had girls from Battle Creek Central, from Harper Creek, from Lakeview District. Like, we had a hodgepodge troop of girls from all over the Battle Creek area. So any girl that wanted to join, we were like, yeah, come join us.
Did you learn anything about your mom seeing her in that leader role?
Oh, for sure. She taught all of us lots of different skills as a leader, organization skills, planning, all those things. And she is definitely more of an extrovert than I am too. So she got me out of my bubble quite a few times, and was able to bring out the best in all of us when it came to her. She would just show us by example, like, what's the best way to lead. And, you know, she really kept it girl led. I remember times when we had troop meetings and we couldn't decide like what we're going to have for a snack, and we'd all have to vote on it or something, or, you know, what we wanted to do for our next badge. I remember pulling out our badge books and like, she's like, no, you take the lead on this. You guys flip through the badge book and choose what you want to do next. And that was a really neat experience to have that somebody there to guide you, but also somebody who let you take the reins on, you know, what you wanted to do with your troop.
And what about for you, Colleen? What was it like experiencing Girl Scouts with Kate and Allison?
At times they were stinkers because I was the leader. I hate to say that, but, you know, especially Allison. I don't know why Allison was more of a stinker than Caitlin, but I just loved it because I was able to watch my children grow and gain skills that all of the other girls were. And I didn't really feel like when I was at the troop meetings that I didn't treat them like they were my daughters. I treated them like they were just one of the troop members, because I didn't want to show favoritism towards them, you know. I never did. I tried really hard to keep that. Nope, they're just another kid. So, you know, if they did something wrong, they would get called out on it, you know, but it was such a great bonding time for my daughters and I loved it. I wouldn't trade or go back in time and do anything different that I did. I might have been a little bit maybe overboard because I did so many service projects throughout the community of Girl Scouting. I really, you know, we did these dances and we did the 20s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. And we invited all of the area Girl Scouts to come party with us. And we set up like four different stations. One was to learn to dance. One was to make jewelry. One was to learn the history of, you know, the 1920s, and the other was to have a snack from the 1920s, and one more, I think we showed like little movie clips from whatever era we were doing, and that was just, oh, it was so much fun, you know. So like I said, I might have gone a little overboard because I went for huge projects, and when these girls came, we had about 75 to 100 girls, but It moved like clockwork. Every 15 minutes, a bell went off, and we had them trade places. And each girl would have a group that they were assigned to move to each grouping through. So, you know, I just always went over and beyond what probably most leaders do, because I think moms are even more busy. I mean, I did have a job, but I just devoted my spare time all into Girl Scouts during that time.
How do you think being a Girl Scout leader impacted you as a parent?
It was a proud moment for me to watch my girls grow up in the scouting program and to see all the skills that they were going to learn or had learned, so that later on in life they would say, "Ha, I remember we did this as scouts. I can do this." And I've had actually one of my scouts say the best thing I ever taught them was how to organize their suitcase to go to camp, and how it helped them with their life when they went to organize things for themselves. But as a parent, you know, and I see those skills still going through my girls to this day, that they had learned, you know, like using Doritos as fire starters, you know.
What are some of the favorite memories that the two of you share from doing Girl Scouts together?
Well, as soon as she brought back the decade dances, like, it came all flooding back to me. Those were iconic. and we have these group pictures that I look back at today, and it's like, yeah, we did do that, didn't we? Those were really big service unit events that we held. I mean, obviously, going out to Camp Marywood, out to Old Lodge, are some of my favorite memories. And that's why I serviced my Gold Award project around Camp Marywood, because I loved camp so much because of my mom. And so she did what she said she set out to do when she, you know, was like, "I'm going to be a leader someday and I'm going to make a great experience for my girls." And she did just that. Like, camp has such a long lasting impact on my, you know, life now. I love to get outdoors and I love to, you know, go out and see the other girls having fun. And, you know, now it's kind of a full circle moment for that. But we went on so many different trips, between Mammoth Caves to Wisconsin Dells, the Mall of America, Mackinac several times we went up there. And yeah, we did a lot as a troop. Like she said, I don't ever felt like it was ever extra. I'm actually really happy we got to do so much. And, you know, when I hear other people's stories, I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's great." And then when I tell them about my stories, they're like, "Wow, you did a lot. And I was like, yeah, we did. And I think doing even the day camp was one of my favorite experiences too. Wouldn't you say, Mom? I know you work.
Yeah.
I don't know what the day camp was called.
During the summertime, I worked for the inner city camp and was in charge of that. And I did that for 4 years, and it was a paid position. So I went to different churches and set up a program. And as a matter of fact, the programs became so good that the council had copied them and put them someplace so other people could do these programs. Because one of them was Prairie Days. I was really into Little House on the Prairie. So that was one of them that we did. And, you know, each day they would come and do something different from the pioneer time. So I like to use my imagination to do all kinds of different things with the girls. And my favorite memories probably were all the outdoor memories. When we were outside actually doing things, whether we were canoeing or kayaking or whitewater rafting.
Oh my gosh, that story is good. The white water rafting.
Well, we were going down the river. But first I had all the girls, we used a person's pool, and we would flip them out of their rafts so that they would have to learn to get back into them. And then all the boats were given a whistle. If you whistled 3 times, it meant you were in trouble. And that way I would paddle back up river and help whoever it was. I was a very good swimmer and very good at paddling. And so I had 2 leaders who were real goof-offs, and they were in the same raft, and they were confused about which way to paddle because evidently they weren't paying attention in class. And they ended up tipping out of their canoe or their kayak or whatever it was, raft.
It's the raft, yeah. And
they're whistling their things, and I come up, and I had a younger scout with me named Megan, and boy, she was a trooper, and we paddled upstream against the current to get to them and rescue them. Now, one of my leaders has MS, so that was a very difficult thing for her to get out of the water, but we were able to do that. And the other one, she was just a blonde, and she just laughed and laughed and thought it was hilarious, and I'm like, you guys are supposed to be watching out for the kids, not creating more drama here for me to, you know, I want to keep my...
But it was funny.
It was funny. I mean, it truly was funny. We also went to Canada to the International River Crossing. That was a lot of fun. We did that a couple years, and that's where the girls got to learn how to do swaps. And then they would go over to the Canadian side and meet the Canadian girls, and we would swap things. And then there was a parade where you marched with your own flag and stuff. That was a lot of fun too. I'm a long distance bike rider. And so I took the girls out and taught them all about bicycle safety and how to tweak your bike and what you should do for preparing for a long distance trip. And I had a couple scouts actually join me on a journey going across Michigan. We rode our bikes all the way across with a touring group. And that was a really great memory. And as a matter of fact, one of my scouts met her future husband at this bike tour. So that was kind of, wow, what a full circle moment that she, you know, and she thanks me every time. She goes, yep, wasn't for you, I would have never met my husband.
Yeah, and because of that bike safety, we ended up doing that for our Silver Award project too. My friend Katie and I, who also earned her Gold Award project, I think 4 of us earned our Gold Award project, and that was pretty spectacular within itself. That our troop all, you know,
it was 6 all together.
I was trying to remember.
We got the Raymonds, and then Katie and Brittany, and Rebecca.
And Rebecca. Lou. Oh, six. Okay. Yeah. So six of us earned our gold award and we had a pretty big troop at the end. I think we had at least 12 still by 11th, 12th grade. So.
Yep, we did.
Yeah.
Kate, tell us a little bit about your silver and gold projects. What did you do for them?
Yeah. So for my silver award project, like she mentioned, it's called Palm, Pedal Cross Lower Michigan. And so during the week that we would travel from city to city, we'd, you know, bike about 30, 40 miles a day and camp at a high school. And then we'd pack up and then bike to the next location. So during that week, Katie and I, we put on a safety course for all of the kids at Palm and taught them different things about like making sure your helmet and how to keep up with the chains on your bike and just basic bike safety in general. And then for my gold award project, I did letterboxing wasn't super big at the time. Now it's a brownie badge. But letterboxing was super like on the down low at the time. So I wanted to get people outdoors more and make it like a fun adventure. So if you don't know what letterboxing is, it's basically where you hide a stamp somewhere and then you follow clues based on like turn left at the tree and then take seven steps this way and then turn, you know, go east and look for the rock with the speckles on it. Like it's kind of like a mystery story. And I always love that. So I combined all of my things of taking pictures of it and then creating a binder to put out at Camp Marywood of all of these different stamps that people could go and find and get outdoors as a free activity. Because a lot of times at Camp Marywood, we never signed up for the extra activities. So I wanted something that was free for the girls to go out there and do and just get outdoors. And then I also hosted a community event teaching the Battle Creek area up at Riverside Park about letterboxing too. So, you know, it was a mix of the Girl Scout community and my local community and just getting people outdoors and excited about getting outdoors.
And how did it make you feel to earn your silver and gold awards?
I mean, I love being able to mention it, you know, every once in a while when people are like, oh, did you go all the way through Girl Scouts? I was like, yep, I did. And I earned my bronze, silver, gold. And that is a pretty big deal in my mind. And everybody else does too. So, you know, I remember even my gold award ceremony was at the Kalamazoo Regional Center and it was like a year after it had opened. So we were like the first ones to get our gold award at the building there. And it was a pretty big deal. And it, it's kind of a full circle moment even for me because Jan was the CEO of Glowing Embers. And so she gave me my gold award and I have a picture of her putting it on me. And now 12 years later, here I am working for the same council. And I just think that's a really cool moment that I can share with her and that, you know, now I get to give back to girls today too, and, you know, be the champion for them and making sure that they carry on. Every time I get a chance, I'm like, oh, what are you working on for your bronze, silver, gold? Like I constantly ask girls all the time what their projects are, because I just love to hear about it because it is something to be proud of. And I do think it's a big accomplishment. It takes a lot of hours to, you know, finish that. And every girl that earns their gold award should be super, super proud. And people do care about that, even on like your resumes for jobs. Like I've had several jobs tell me like, oh, you were a Girl Scout. And then I tell them I earned my gold award and like, that is amazing. And they want to hire me for that reason, just because I was a Girl Scout and did all this cool stuff. So yeah.
And Colleen, for you, what was it like seeing your girls earn these highest awards?
Well, of course, a proud moment, but it was so interesting, all the different projects that each girl chose, and it was something that was, you know, true to their heart of what they, there was one girl who made a book on literacy to help kids learn to read better. There was one girl who did a homeless project of gathering supplies for the homeless. So, and then there was Caitlin's, and then Allison did hers for the women's shelter. They made activity bags for every kid that came into the shelter so that we know that many of those kids leave home quickly and have nothing. So, you know, there were puzzles and coloring books and crayons, but then also, you know, personal need items too. It was wonderful watching them, but I still can't get over how much work they had to put into their projects. You know, people go, oh, it's the gold award. No, it's not, because it's more than that. They have to actually earn certain badges before they even can get to that stuff. And I don't know how much it's changed in 12 years, but it seemed like so much work. I was just like, we've got to do all of this. And even if you did something for your silver award, you couldn't apply that to the gold award. It was like starting all over again, and you had to climb up the ladder again. But I was so proud that they finished something that they started. I think that's a really big thing, that sometimes we get started on things and we get too overwhelmed because it's just too big in their minds. And especially at that age, that's a hard age to realize an ending goal, what it's going to look like. But they all did it. And, you know, it's a real proud moment, not only for my daughters, but for all the girls that have done it.
Yeah, our highest awards, you know, they're just incredible. And it's so important, not only for the girls who earn them, but also just, you know, the general public doesn't know, you know, what a big deal they are. There are some other awards that have, you know, really solid name recognition that people, oh, you know, Gold Award is not quite there yet. And so I love to just always uplift our Gold Award anytime we can, because it is the highest honor that a girl can earn. And it, you know, as Kate said, is a big deal. So I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate that accomplishment for Kate and for all the girls in your troop. Definitely is a testament to Colleen, to, you know, your investment in your girls, not only to have retained a troop for that long, you know, that large of a troop, but also for them to earn those awards, you know, that's a pretty big deal too.
Yeah. I had a young lady who, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago, she asked if she could stop by, and she was one that maybe didn't fit into the troop as well. She was kind of like my best buddy in the troop. She was just a little bit different, but she was quirky like I was. So her and I, you know, we'd talk in English accents to each other or German accents, whatever. We just like goofing off together. But she gave me a letter of gratitude. I mean, as an adult, she wrote this letter, and it just made me cry because she was so nice about what she had to say. I don't have it with me, but it was just a thank you note for all the time and efforts that I had put into them, and telling me how much it helped her grow as a person and to become this adult that she is now. She said that she really felt that I really helped in her journey of becoming a really good adult. So that meant an awful lot to me. And, you know, I run across the girls here and there, and they'll tell me some little story, you know, like the one with the packing, or one of them has told me, I used to, even as brownies, I would take all these girls to the grocery store. I'd have parents, and we'd divide the girls up, and they would have a shopping list for our camping trip. Well, go back a little bit. They all had, I divided them into groups for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then breakfast and lunch. And they had to decide what their menu was going to be. But I took it one step farther. I had them go to the grocery store, and they had to go find those items in the grocery store. And as they got older, then they had to look at the labels to decide the nutrition value or how many servings something gave. And I've had, you know, some of the girls come back, you taught me some really good shopping skills, you know, which you don't think at the time that you're doing anything, you know, but you know you are putting a little seed with everything that you do, no matter what it is, that it might help them in their adult world. And a lot of them have said it has.
So I want to talk too about, you know, the fact that Kate is a staff member now and she works for Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. Did that surprise you, Colleen, that Kate became a professional Girl Scout?
No, it really didn't. You know, when she told me she was out in Arizona and she was going to apply for the position, I said, oh, this is so great. Yeah. You know, I was rooting for her. And I knew that both of my girls would come back around and be invested in Girl Scouts in some way or another. And Caitlin, she's working for the Girl Scouts, and I brag all the time about it. You know, I think it's just absolutely wonderful. And then Allison, she has had a troop for 2.5 years now. She doesn't have any children, but she just really wanted to do it. She wanted to reinvest. So then I went ahead and I signed up. So now I'm back in the leader position, although watching from the sidelines, so that I'm not overwhelming myself, but to give someone else a turn to. And Allison has all the tools in her toolbox that she needs to be a great leader, and she's doing a fantastic job.
And what is that like to see Allison as a troop leader now and see her take on that role?
Yeah. I laugh at her when she'll say, I've got this to do today. And it's like, you have Girl Scouts, it's 1.5 hours long, you know, what do you mean you have, you know, but she invests all of her time into it like I did. She wanted to make sure that everything was there in place. And even as Daisies and Brownies, she's still making sure that it's a girl-led troop. And that was something I really, really enforced in my mind, even though actually it wasn't really something that the council really pushed for back in those days. But I always felt, why should I be making the decisions for them? They need to learn to make these decisions and vote on what they want to do, because, you know, they're not going to enjoy the experience if they're not doing something that they all enjoy. Now, were there times that something got voted on, like maybe they all went to Cedar Point and some of the girls weren't too thrilled about that? But we went with majority rules, and that was what was important. So, you know, and I'm seeing Allison already doing that, asking the girls, well, what do you want to do this summer? What badges do you want to accomplish? You know, that type of thing. So it's just like watching a rewind, you know, of everything happening again.
And what does that full circle kind of experience feel like for you, Kate? You know, you back connected with Girl Scouts now, your sister is connected again, your mom's volunteering too, you know, what does that feel like for you?
Well, it almost feels like a personality trait, you know, at this point. It's like, yeah, we're Girl Scouts. That's just, you know, one of our personalities. But I never knew that you could work for Girl Scouts. Like when I applied for that job out at Arizona Cactus Pine, like I was like, oh, like I can work for Girl Scouts and get to do this the rest of my life. That's so cool. So the moment that I moved back to Michigan, like, I don't even think I applied anywhere else. I only applied to the Girl Scout councils here in Michigan. And I was like, I just want to keep continuing in this organization and giving back. And, you know, it's a really neat experience to see my sister do it too. And, you know, I don't want to say I roped her into it or anything, but, you know, cause we had such a great experience, you know, it's like, we are, like she said, we already have our toolkit, you know, we already know what we need to do to make an amazing troop or have a great experience for girls in the future. So it's just really great to be able to give back.
And aside from giving back, is like, what do you love so much about working for Girl Scouts? You know, if somebody out there is like looking for a job, or maybe they're considering working for Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan, you know, what do you love about it so much?
Probably because everyone here feels like my family. It's nice to have that little community together and know that, you know, we all care about each other and we, you know, care about each other's growth. And, you know, if one of us is sick, like we all wish each other well. And it's just a really great community built between even not just the Jackson area, which I work out of, but between the Kalamazoo, Lansing, Ann Arbor, and Saginaw areas. Like, I consider everybody my friend. So, you know, if I call somebody up, it's like, oh, hey, Dee, how's it going? You know, and we'll talk for a while. And just that camaraderie of, you know, we all know that we're on the same mission together and we all want the same outcome for all these girls to succeed. So it's nice to have like-minded people that you work with and being able to, you know, put our brains together and figure out what we can do. And I think we're all, you know, a really great big family.
Plus you have an awesome boss, right?
That's true. That's true.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So the other thing that I hear from both of you quite a bit is the theme of girl-led and just how important girl-led is. So I want to touch on that a little bit. What if somebody has no clue what the heck girl-led is? Can you explain what girl-led is, what it looks like, and why it's important?
Okay. Let's just go, like, the girls want to go on an outing. And so you can throw ideas at them and say, well, you could go to the zoo. We could go on a nature hike. We can go to other places. And I like to watch all the girls brainstorm together. And then we write it up on the board. And then we went to the process of the voting process of the girls choosing two things off the board. And then we narrowed it down to, you know, or they would choose four things and then we narrow it down to the two and then everybody would vote. But I think it was important to let the girls do this because it helps them with decision making. And also to get along with others and respect their opinions on whatever was going to happen in the outcome. I just really feel that if a girl-led troop, if someone was to do it, I think the most important thing is just always asking the girls, what do you want to do? What badge do you want to earn? What do you want to do to earn this badge? Do you want to just stay in the building and read through the book, which I never could do because I'm not that type of person? Or would you like to be hands-on and learn how to do whatever this activity, like self-defense? We ended up going over to Kalamazoo and having a self-defense class. It was the best thing the girls ever did. We ended up doing it twice. It was so good. But that was something that the girls chose because it was one of the badges. And, you know, all I did was just find the who, what, where, when, why for them. But to always having them being upfront and making those decisions together as a group is so important for a leader to let the girls do that. That's how you keep them in Scouts, too, is to make them feel like they are important and that they have a say in this world and they can make these decisions with an adult guiding them.
Yeah. And where else do they get to do that? You know, what other activities out there do girls get to take the lead and take charge? You know, it's Girl Scouts. So that makes it really, really special. What about you, Kate? What do you think about girl-led?
Well, I was thinking about what you're saying with the decision-making and stuff. So you think about those practices in your troop. And now as an adult, it's like, now I have those same skills about decision-making and, you know, you do have to listen to other people's opinions and you do have to collaborate and brainstorm. So now having that girl-led moment and working through that with so many different girls in our troop, I now know how to do that in real life, adult life. So I think it's a really important skill in general, because that's what the real world is like. You know, other people are going to have opinions. You're going to have to brainstorm. You're going to have to make decisions together. And that's vitally important to learn in life. So, yeah.
Is there anything else that we didn't get to today that y'all were hoping to talk about?
Well, of course, there's always tons of things to talk about.
Yeah.
I would just, you know, would encourage all leaders to give them, when our girls were in Scouts, they had the five worlds. And I can't remember all of them, the world of people, the world of science, the world of arts, and there were two others. But I think if I had to tell a leader anything, make sure it's a well-rounded program and that you're not just focusing on, you know, arts and crafts, just, you know, any particular subject. I know that the girls really sometimes really have certain things. I mean, like Allison's troop, they're all about doing arts and crafts. They love to do it. But she knows that she has to make it a well-rounded program for them to learn other things besides that. Take them outside and look at the stars. You know, I think for a leader, I would say, make sure you make it well-rounded. Make sure that they're experiencing a little taste of everything so that maybe someday they're going to realize that they're drawn to that. I had a young lady who was in my troop, and I was very disappointed to see her leave. She was in seventh or eighth grade, and I had taken them out to the Chef Center, and the Chef Center is a horse camp for the handicapped kids, and she fell in love with it. She fell in love with working out there, and she said, I'm sorry, I'm going to quit Girl Scouts, and I really feel led to go and help handicapped children learning to be more confident in themselves around horses. And I said, wonderful. I opened a door for that girl. That girl now is a child psychologist. So to me, I opened a door for that girl to do so. And I've seen it with all of my scouts that I've opened doors for them. And they may have left me, but they left because they had something that was really interesting. If I hadn't taken her out to that Chef Center, she would have never realized that had.
She had a really great point, though, because, I mean, I, you know, always took my disposable camera out to Camp Marywood, and then I would always create a photo album after every trip. And then after a while, I got my point and shoot camera, and I take pictures at all of our troop meetings. And, you know, I was the photographer for our troop meetings. And, you know, and now that's like my huge passion is being able to take pictures. And so she's right. It was really well-rounded. You know, I love STEM. I love astronomy. I love sewing. I love to cook. I love to get outdoors. There's pretty much nothing that every part of the Girl Scout experience, she gave us a little bit of everything. So I do not doubt that every girl that was in our troop learned something from their experience in Girl Scouts and has helped shape them today as adults.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on our podcast and sharing about your experience. I really, really enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about both of you. And I just think it's really cool when you think, Colleen, about the impact that you clearly have made on your girls. You know, Kate giving back now as a staff member, Allison as a troop leader, all the stories you shared about the other girls that you get to be like a second mom to, you know, that's really powerful. And I think that is the really cool thing about Girl Scouts. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it like that, you know, that it's your giving back today for a future that you might not even be able to imagine for that girl right now. But because of you, because of the work that you're putting in, you know, that future is possible for her. And that is, it's magical. It really is. So thank you both so much for joining me today and chatting with me.
Thank you too. My heart's all fuzzy. nice memory road.
I was thinking about what you'd said that at the very end, that I have one of the girls that is in Allison's troop. It's a daughter of one of my scouts. And she said, when I was little, I always wanted you to be my mom. And she said, but I also wanted my daughter to be in Girl Scouts because I had the best time of my life. And I want my daughter to experience that.
Wow.
So that was a big moment too.
Yeah. Talk about an intergenerational impact. I mean, truly, that is so powerful. So powerful.
And if all leaders can give a good experience to all these girls, I think the turnaround will come back. Well, I was in Scouts. You know, you should try this. It was a lot of fun. That's what I'm hoping for the next generation.
I love that. I think it's so true. And that possibility is definitely there. So thank you both again so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate it. To all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking that beautiful subscribe button that you see. Then be sure to leave us a rating and a review. And from there, I'll ask that you share this episode on social media, share it with your friends, because you never know who might be needing, you know, to hear a story like this, who might be looking for a way to give back and to empower the girls of today and the girls of tomorrow, because you never know how your impact will last far beyond your current contribution. So thanks again for tuning in today. I'm your host, Brenna Smith. And until our next adventure, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it. Change the world.